There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Miles is with us. Miles is in Europe, and he's explaining to us what happened. What happened, how it happened, and why we have become living ATMs. Miles, please continue.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hear you just great.
Okay, wonderful. So let me run down just in the first segment here, the state of affairs. Every city, every village that is incorporated is a corporation and thereby is under maritime admiralty law, international law of the seas. That is only if the villages are incorporated. The mayor is the captain, and the city manager then is the XO, the first officer of that ship. So if any kind of politician that is coming from a ship that a city or aka a city or a village and is going to a federal level, such as a representative of the state or a senator, they change jurisdictions and they pledge their allegiance under 5 USC to the UN. And business between the federal government and the states then are under regulations of the UN, and the UN is nothing else than like an agent of the Vatican or the British Crown controlled agency that resides on its own property in New York City in Manhattan. This is not a part of Manhattan, that property. It's their own property. They're not controlled and under no code of the city of New York. All taxes and fees that are collected then through the IRS and through the cities are going through the federal government to the IMF, what is a UN, also then Vatican and British Crown controlled agent, to London City and to the Vatican, if not declared differently, like in help of other countries that are in need of money to develop settlements and finance other wars. So the question now is, what kind of international implications does that have? And these are very heavyweights that are coming now. So first off, every soldier with you who enlists with the Army, Navy, or any kind of military branch there is leaving any kind of citizen of nationality, and they're entering the ship of Washington, being now somebody under the control of Washington, D.C. So in order that they can physically step back onto the grounds of the former constitutional republic, they have to swear the oath to the Constitution. Otherwise, they would not be allowed to enter on that territory again. So that's why they have to swear an oath of an oath to the Constitution. The United States then was used as the tool, as the Leviathan military tool, to conquer the world. It's nothing more. Your military branches are nothing more than the now Inquisition of the world. What might change in the future, where the Chinese and the Russians might change that then again, but right now, they are the Inquisition to enforce whatever the agents in London or the agents in New York City with the UN deem to happen. So even World War II, World War I and World War II have been only acts and plays where we, the men and women, with arms and legs have been used as cannon fodder. And to reduce us, to keep us in control, and not to find out the truth, what law really is. So I encourage everybody to go back into history and read what these men and women told in Congress or politicians worldwide. Read it. Read it and find out for yourself, because then nobody can tell you different. Because we've all been star-spangled. And we have been given our the heroes to us in every time that we need to look up to and need as role model. And you need to become your own role model. But that requires that you need to operate your brain by yourself and stop watching and listening to word spinners in the alternative media and especially in the mainstream media. Vince?
Miles, what you're telling us, suggesting to us, is that we turn off the television. And when you say the word spinners in alternative media, I certainly know what you mean by the mainstream media. But are you saying that there are too many of us that have been compromised within the alternative media as well?
Vincent, most of the listeners and the class are not aware that you are one of the few jewels left in alternative media that are authentic in what they're saying and doing. There are not many left.
It's a sad comment. It's a sad comment because, Miles, I'm just a farmer. I'm just some guy who has looked up and looked down and doesn't like what he sees, doesn't like the erosion of our freedoms, doesn't like the overtaxation, the oppression. I just don't like it, and I decided that I would share my thoughts with others. That's all I am. I'm just one guy who used to have a job, who doesn't have a job, and just sits behind this microphone and explains what I see. There should be a lot of us. There should be a lot of us who are as angry
as I am. You are a normal guy. I'm a normal guy. The difference between you and me and a few others in class and our listeners here is that they still can access and use their brain. This is not for granted. Look at the electromagnetic radiation that is children being set out to ingest to get into their brains. Look at all the TV things and how role models today are. Today role models are music stars with bigger butts and body parts that are very much exposed. This is the most important thing now for the youth, to look like the role models. So turn off the TV. Better dump it. Throw it away. Throw away the cell phone. Cell phone is not needed. Absolutely nothing you need. And start in going into yourself and finding out who you are, who is residing in your skin, and what do you really want to learn, and how do you want to solve problems at hand. At the beginning of the show, you said, I'm somebody who is solving problems when they appear, as are you. So I would like to go on the second hour in addressing how you can interface and use the system for you and how you get more power within the axis, not going against the system and creating friction. Like I listened to your yesterday's show with Hartford Van Dyke, very brave man, very honorable man. I read a couple of his books in 2001. But the problem with his approach is that he's creating friction with the federal government. And this is what, at the ultimate scenario, only can cost your life and you die of lead poisoning or an exploding LP tank, something like that. And I don't think that this is something that we should look for, that we better should choose alternatives that are viable, that are goable for everybody. But you have to overcome one thing in the United States, what we had overcome after World War II here, and this is to work together. You need to work together. A village is not one man. A village is many men, many women working together, pulling together. And I'm not using the word community because a community is something totally different. This word has been hijacked. It is a word that you can bring into an equation with communism. This is something I do not want to do. I like private property. So in a community, there is no private property. A community is a word that is used with an Agenda 21 scheme. So please, class, do not use the word community. I live in a village. I live on a farm. And we villager here, we learned how to pull together against these obstacles that have been thrown in front of us as walls and that we needed to crack. So we might shift gears into that one in a little bit. But do you have still a question about my rundown that I was giving you for the Maritime Admiralty Law and all the agents in the first minutes of this segment?
Miles, I have a question. If you could just give us the flow of revenue from us collected by the IRS, can you say one more time how that flows all the way to the Vatican?
Okay, I give you true entry points. One interface is the polis. Polis is a shortage in Latin was polis. Polis is the city. So it is the internal security of a city. There's nothing constitutional there. There is no constitutional sheriff. It doesn't exist. It is all hot air. It's a bubble. Forget about it. So they are revenue collectors. They are not helping to change your tire or fix a bulb or something like that. Their sole purpose there is to create revenue. And they can create as much as they want. And I showed you pictures of car lifts and the company Black Asphalt, where these police officers are being trained in how to improve their revenue streams and asking the right questions, doing the right proceedings, and how to extract money. This money then goes to the city. The city then has the option A. You pay the fine and they embezzle on another account that is located with the Vatican, the so-called Sestui Civi account. So you are being double dipped on a fine. If you go to court, same thing. If they can arrest you, you need to go to the bondsman. You know that word, a bondsman? Because a bond is being created. It's a monetary bond that is being created there. So that bond then is being allocated to the city, and I continue after that when we come back from the break.
Miles is explaining the revenue stream from origin to the Vatican. This is USAPrepares.com. Please, class, share this broadcast with friends and family. We have a listen line, 605-562-4080. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Miles is with us, and we're talking about the revenue stream, starting with the police to the city to the bondsman. Miles, please continue, and then let's get into the solutions.
Okay, so we started the police. If they arrest you, you are going onto their books. It's called the booking. When they book you, you need a bondsman to create a bond with the booking. And from the bondsman, it goes to court. The court gets his share. The attorneys get their share. The registrar gets his share. You get your fine and punishment. They double dip. It would be too complicated to go into the double dipping now. But when you pay your fine or the punishment, it goes to the state. The state keeps a part of it. Then it goes to the federal government. The federal government keeps a part of it. And then it goes to the IMF. That administrates that revenue stream then to the City of London, and the City of London gives its share to the so-called holder of all titles and allodial land titles to the Vatican Bank. That's the revenue stream for fines and after ordinances and punishments that are happening in commerce. Then we have a different venue. What is the IRS? The IRS is a collector for the federal government. So it goes from the IRS to the federal government. From the federal government, it goes to the IMF. From the IMF, it goes to the City of London. And every part keeps a share of it. And what the rest is there goes down to the Vatican Bank. This is the revenue stream. Any questions to that?
You know, Miles, I would submit to you that no one listening to this broadcast has ever learned that in school. No one, not one person. What do you think?
No one in school was taught what a contract is, what an honorable contract is, and what a dishonorable contract is. They simply don't want you to learn that. And this is internationally the case. And even lawyers are not being trained in that. They're being trained in the rules and regulation within the system, not looking over the edge of the confines of the system, who benefits outside of it. You probably heard of the maxims of law. The maxims of law are the highest rules in law that are applied in law internationally. And the maxims of law are derived from the canon law, what is the law of the Vatican. So whenever you approach a court and you use the maxims of law as a higher law than case law, and you stay in honor and you stay in with clean hands, not having dirty hands, they only can dismiss the court case because they don't want to have that in their papers. They don't want to address it because then it would be testimony and witness to that they are frauds.
Okay, Miles. So how do we use the system to our best advantage?
Okay, so from the first hour and the beginning of this hour, I stated that everything that you see that you are confronted with is in maritime admiralty law. So what we here as a village chose to do is to create a construct how we can interface with the admiralty law entities, such aka the incorporated village, the incorporated city, and the federal government. Because as an individual, they only see you as a cash register. As a corporation, they do as well. So we formed a non-profit organization. It is something like a trust. And it is set up to be like a, I think it's a 501 in the United States, where you can contribute to it, and it's tax deductible for businesses. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. So it's a nonprofit organization where other businesses can contribute too. This is the first step. This is the holder of all the values that we are acquiring here in order to take care of business. And the technical interface is an association. It's a nonprofit organization. It is something like a club. It's a club of farmers, of individuals with skills who got together. We made a survey if whether villagers here want to be part of it and offer their skills and their knowledge out to that association. And what that association does is we are taking over the business that a city has to do in order to operate. And with that, I wait for the next segment to go further.
So, Miles, what I believe you're saying is you're taking over what government services used to provide. You're providing them. I believe that's what you're saying. Miles,
the more, the
Miles,
better.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the thing, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Miles, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your knowledge of how the system works. And what you've been telling us is what you're doing in Europe. So there have been services that have been previously provided by, we'll say, the government. And you've taken them over through your not-for-profit club, correct?
That's right. Let me go one step back just to tell the class how to set up something like that. We were faced with a situation that a little less than 20 farms have been taken over by the federal government through Agenda 21. And so the farmers have been very scared to lose their properties, to lose their livelihoods, and what they have worked for their entire lives, or even for generations, going back to the 1600s or even to the 1400s. So it was pretty clear that they needed a solution. And so we sat together, even, you know, not every farmer likes every other farmer, but in case when push comes to shove, we learned after World War II here in Europe that we need to work together. Whether we like each other or not, it doesn't matter. There is a higher good at stake there that we needed to defend, and we only could defend that together. So we got together, we had a couple of meetings, and we got to know our neighbors. Who else is living in the village and has any kind of skills that they would like to, let's say, offer the association for contracting it out, and of course making money with that as well. So creating an income with a skill somebody has. So we not only have farmers here with equipment, we have metal workers, metal masters, technician, auto technician, auto master technicians. We have woodmill workers and woodmill masters, and every kind of craftsmanship you can think of was combined into that. So what we basically then did was we were offering out services. And one simple service is to create gardens for the people that wish to have a garden. Or a herbal garden, and so we created a task force for gardening. We were setting up gardens, and that same task force then was expanded to taking care of the village and the neighbor city and the neighbor village's city-owned gardens and parks. This is one
so
of the.
So you've expanded. So you've expanded your reach beyond what you normally, right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay. The other service we provide is we're clearing snow in the winter. You know, a city has huge costs if they have to operate, let's say, between a small village, like between 2 to 4 vehicles 24/7 to clear snow up to 6 feet high. So we took that over. We have to have a machinery as farmers. We have the tractors, or we bought the Unimogs, therefore. And what we did is we took over. We employed the city, the former city employees, the village employees. They are now employed with us. So the village has no cost there. We took that over. And we bonded them to that through a contract that as long as we do have the contract, these city employees will be paid by us and not by the village. And what happened was every time a service goes out with a bid, we made sure, because being a non-profit organization, it's just to cover expenses and to cover every kind of equipment that you need to buy new, or to have spare parts in stock, or to have shops to take care of tractors, of trucks, of chainsaws, probably, and motorbikes. We took care of that. We have farms that are equipped like large workshops where we can exchange a transmission with a tractor within an hour.
Wow. Are you saying that when you say you can take out an old tractor transmission and replace it within 1 hour?
Well, depending on the make and the model, but the fastest that we had so far is tractor goes in, it's been popped up onto stands, four men are working on that entire transmission exchange within 1 hour done.
Miles, it takes... It takes an hour to just get to the counter here at a service shop to talk to the guy behind the counter and explain what the problem is and get in line. You know, that takes an hour. Wow,
well,
this is incredible.
We have John Deere dealers, we have Lamborghini tractor dealers that are sourcing work out to us when they cannot handle it. So we created another revenue stream there in order to create income. And we have occupied people here. Everybody has its work here. What we then
Miles,
did was...
It sounds like this would work, but there is a caveat that everybody has to be passionate about being part of the village. I can't see this working without everyone really doing the very best job that he or she can do. Is that correct?
You know, it didn't happen in the first days. It took us 5 years to get to the point where we are at right now. So it takes time, and of course it takes passion, but word of mouth and the experience that that association and that nonprofit organization, a.k.a. Trust, is taking care of the safety of the properties of the villagers and the farmers is one of the biggest reason why we have so many contributors.
Mm-hmm.
We were bringing that out to the max. In that country here, in Austria, we have a national organization that is taking care of in the nation. We did the same thing just on a local level, and we do interface with them as well. And I can give out the homepage a little later. It's in German, though, but you can still find out what our services are that we offer. So let me just run them down for you to see what it is. So what we do is, These properties that we're taking over under Agenda 21, they need care. And even if it's just cutting the grass and making hay out of it, or somebody needs to take care of it. So we were contracting that as well. We are the largest snow clearing organization in this country. We are clearing snow even on airports in the winter. A farmer that has nothing to do in the winter, whose equipment is standing by in the farm and is not of much use, has the opportunity to create an income stream in being on standby for snow clearing at the airport, clearing the runways with heavy-duty equipment.
This is absolutely incredible. Miles, how does the former government, who used to do these things, feel about this?
There are some that really do like what we're doing because they know that we are occupied territory. The EU is nothing more than an occupational organization that has been steered and manipulated through the United States, through Washington and the IMF. So many of them do like it. There are others that are on the Agenda 21 side. They don't like us at all, and they try to improve our lives with some regulations, but even the vice mayor, being one of us here in that association, is making things much more smoother because he's a farmer as well, and he wants to keep his farm. And so if some regulations come down from the federal level, basically we have a meeting on that one, we have a vote on that one, and very often we have a message going back to the federal level that they can shove it to where the sun doesn't shine.
Miles, don't answer this if you don't want to, but can you share with us what your role in this not-for-profit organization is?
I'm taking care of logistics and machinery in that village here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it sounds, Miles, it sounds to me like you have farmers, you have engineers, machinists, master craftsmen of all levels, of course, farmers, gardeners. I would think that you have people who process food from what's grown into the final product, canning, and is that correct?
Yes, we have our own cheese factory here. It's a farmer that owns cheese factory. It was closed on the federal level. We improved it to federal standards, and now we are selling our own local cheese here to the supermarkets. We have our own butchery where we butcher the organic cattle that we are having here on the mountain, or the organic lambs or sheep or goats that we have here. And from the leftovers, from the scraps, we are producing dog and cat food, fresh dog and cat food. We have a lot of oatmeal that is totally organic, and many vets in the country started to use this cat and dog food for animals that that developed allergies and that are very fine on what we are providing there as a service. So we have milk.
What about?
We have cheese.
What about,
we have meat, yeah. And we have water. We have our own water source.
What about the corporations with whom you are competing? How do they feel about this?
You cannot be liked by everybody, but the ones who... you cannot be everybody's darling in that business. But they know that, let's say the John Deere tractor dealer and service corporation, they hated us because we started to, we improved our technical skills to the point where we take care of our own business. And now they're sourcing out work that they cannot handle. It worked out.
Yeah, I think a lot of that, Miles, has to do with the passion that's within your club. Miles is with us from Europe. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPreparers.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This can be slightly.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Miles in Europe is telling us a fabulous story about how they've taken back their village. They've taken it back from the government, and they've become quite a formidable force, the largest snow removal organization in their country. They have a factory that produces cheese. They're vertically integrated. They've got skilled craftsmen. It sounds absolutely fabulous. And Miles, we've got Mark from Philadelphia on with us. Welcome, Mark.
Well, I appreciate that you'd put his information on your website. The challenge here for us, it seems that there's so much information for people to handle to get to the real truth of the truth of the truth. There's so many layers to the onion that many people, after the first couple layers, they start tearing up, so then they either put the onion down or totally throw it away, and they don't get to the core of the real threats that are happening to us. The other challenge I see is that I sense that Miles is from a monoculture, Germany, if that's such, that wherein they've lived through a lot of threats previously, a lot of conflicts, and wherein many Americans are very comfortably numb, and we're not a monoculture. But I want to ask, it sounds like is this similar to the Mondragon group that's up in the Basque region of north of Spain whenever they had a conflict with the dictator and they had to defend themselves and created their own economy?
Well, I'm not familiar with the Basque organizations there and how they were taking care of, or they are taking care of their business there. I cannot answer that.
Well, what they created was they created like a workers' cooperative, and it sounds similar to your idea, where they had to create their own economy to support themselves and also to create their own monoculture within Spain to actually fight off and provide for themselves. fight off the threats and provide them for themselves. So it sounds, it's called Mondragon, M-O-N-D-R-A-G-O-N.
What I can address, though, is that, of course, Europe not being a monoculture anymore. We had so many immigration and rootless, you know, people that were displaced after World War I and World War II and migrated from all kinds of countries all over Europe. So, and right now we're facing that our neighbor village has been dumped with 283 refugees from Afghanistan. So we are pretty well mixed through as well, and we only have like 10 to 12% of white population as well. So monoculture is not here anymore.
Miles, is this survival? Are you at the threat of surviving completely, or is this something that you just wanted to do?
Well, there is a rule in government here is manipulate or become manipulated. This is the only two ways to go. There's no middle way on there. So in order to create a counter economy to what the federales are offering to us, we had to get in action, find our own responsibilities for ourselves and not waiting for some hero or for some hero figure that was going to be presented from a federal level to us, and take over our affairs in our hands. This is the only thing that for us was a viable option. And I think you're running out of options as well. If you don't overcome the attitude of used car salespeople in the United States and not getting together and working as a team together, you will face the problem that they will be more oppressive than they can be here with us, because we're running everything, and if a policeman comes to somebody from them, we just call the vice mayor and things are done.
Miles, would you consider telling us what the Europeans think of Americans? Can you be candid with that comment?
I better not tell you, because I would be blocked from GCN right away.
Okay. Well, it doesn't sound like the opinion's very good. Miles, thanks so much for being with us here for 2 hours at USAPrepares.com. Miles is a senior instructor. Delighted that he's with us.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure, Miles. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.